Hello everyone, my name is Ms. Lalita Dorinda Williams, the CEO of God Giving University Publishing LLC, as well as God Giving University Clothing and Apparel Line. Well, this Keep It Simple series episode is entitled, Oh How I Love Him. And the reason this episode is entitled that is I am referencing the one, the only Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I am a Christian first. And the reason I wanted to come on and share this podcast entitled, Oh, How I Love Him, is because everything he does is for our benefit. And I am like so seeing that now. For example, February of this year, I want to say it was about February 27th, 2020, I was at work doing what I normally do, working on assignments. Lo and behold, I feel him prompting me and he shares with me, he says, get a copyright on those songs that you wrote for your mother now. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what in the world? I'm like, a copyright on some songs? And so I'm looking into it. And he had already made provision. He had people calling me left and right out the clear blue, asking me to do their hair. By the time the last week of February arrived, I had $400 in cash on me after tithes and offering. And so I had the money to be able to pay for that to get done. And so I'm like, okay. So I'm looking into it, researching all of this other stuff, and I put in for the copyright. Then here it is. It was like the top of March, the first week of March, he said, start converting your books to audiobooks. And I'm like, what in the world? So I'm like, okay, I'm investigating how to do it, because when I was doing it about close to 15 years ago, somewhere in there, I was ahead of my time because no one was even thinking about audiobooks. So here it is, approximately 15 years later, give or take, and I have to figure out how to get this done in this day and age when you have people who can download whatever they want with a purchase. So I'm looking into that, looking into that, looking into that. Then I go ahead and start uploading the book, selecting narrators, things like that. So then it ended up being like March 10th. Something like that, which was a Wednesday. And oh my gosh, Holy Spirit was like, get an LLC now. And I'm like, okay, all right, Lord, what's up? February 27th, you told me to get a copyright on the songs that I wrote years ago that I let my mother hear. You told me to get a copyright on that now. Then you tell me at the top of March to go ahead and start converting most of my books into audiobooks. Now you're telling me to get an LLC now. I'm like, what is going on? You know, I have no interest whatsoever in getting an LLC. None. Absolutely none. However, I'm looking into it anyway. I went onto the Laura website, and I just could not make heads or tails of that madness to me. I've seen other people do it. I've done it for people, but I did it out of drudgery. And I just did it. And as soon as I did it, I was done and didn't think about it anymore. And while I was on the computer one day, a young lady that I know happened to call me. We're shooting a breeze talking, things like that. And so I just happened to share with her, like, man, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to get this LLC, like Holy Spirit told me. She's like, girl, I got four of them. I can go ahead and walk you through it right now. And she wasn't even in front of a computer, and she was able to let me know specifically what page, what tab, what it would say, what to do, blah, blah, blah. And so then she was like, okay, now when you do this, you're gonna need a P.O. box or office space or something soon because they're gonna have your address listed as the business address. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, only person I know who has a P.O. box who actually checks it is my second oldest sister. I happen to text her, like, hey, I have some important mail that will most likely be coming once a month. Can you help me? Can I use your P.O. box? She was like, sure. Sent it to me. I was able to make that correction. So now it's like, okay, I did what God told me. I've submitted the songs for copyright. I have went ahead and started getting my books turned into audiobooks. And then I went ahead and I got an LLC. And then he shared with me, okay, your tither's confession, turned that into a song. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing that. I know how it's going, where it's gonna go from here. I don't know. I said all of that to say he had me working on all of those things. Although it took time, I just worked on it every moment I could to try to figure out how to get it done. Here it is, July 27th, 2020. I have completed an album that I did with the songs that I had a copyright on. It will be out in August, entitled An Album for Mama. 3 out of the 10 audiobooks that were in production are already on Audible, iTunes, and available on Amazon. Then the LLC is how I was able to establish God Given University Publishing LLC as well as the clothing line. I'm saying, oh, how I love him, because regardless of how uncomfortable it was for me to get those projects done, I'm talking like fish out of water type thing. It's one thing for me to sing in a choir, sing among family or friends, but to have my voice on an album that someone else could hear, possibly critique or admire, depending on what their style or flavor is, that wasn't something I was really feeling. Or getting an Or if having my books converted into audiobooks where I'm not the person who is reading them. That was something I really had to work with until I get the equipment to be able to do it myself. Then to getting an LLC, I'm like, only thing I could think of was that ever since I was a little girl in the third grade, I was always writing books, passing books around in class. Now, there have been moments in my life where it was material that was not Christian material. I get that, but you live and you learn, you grow, and my mother's spirit, not the rod. Okay. But I wanted to just come on and say, it's so much easier to obey God. I know you may feel in, be in your feelings, maybe feeling some kind of way. I get it. But at the end of the day, you're always going to regret not doing what he said. You're always going to regret it. You just can't keep yielding to those passions and you're in the sensation to say things you shouldn't say or do things you shouldn't do or go places you should not go or continue to even let your mind and your thoughts think things they should not think. If you keep doing that, you are tearing down your body, you are tearing down your psyche, you are tearing down your self-esteem. You are not hurting the other person. You think you're sharing their secret. You think you're sharing their personal business? You think that if you keep saying these things about an innocent party that You slander them enough, you talk about them enough, you browbeat them, you beat them down enough that it's going to win people in your favor. It doesn't work like that, sweetheart. It does not. You continue to do things in like that causes people to fall out of favor with you. It end up doing the complete opposite of what you were trying to do. Why would you do that? God don't want you to do that. God did not create you to go around being a misfit or a gossip or a busybody or a bitter, angry, evil, cantankerous person. He did not create you to be that way. And people want to say, well, life did that to me. No, you did that to life. Jesus had every opportunity on the planet to turn around and be the bitterest person that ever walked the face of the earth because of what he went through, but he did not. And he's our example. Some may say, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I ain't going out like that. No worries. My challenge and my hope and my prayer is that you do not continue to think that way, feel that way, or go about life that way. Because at the end of the day, if you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, there is no time out in Hades. There is no time out in the lake of fire. One day, be it 100 years from now, where will you be 100 years from now? I remember a phenomenal pastor that's located, he and his family are located in another country right now. And at a homegoing service, he was sharing about this awesome lady, how beautiful she was. She was up in age. She decided to go home. And it's like, okay. He said, but what, we know she went home to be with the Lord. He's like, but what about you? He was like, where will you be 200 years from now? Where will you be 100 years from now? Where will some of you be 50 or 80 years from now? He's like, this isn't anything to play with. Regardless to what you think, one day you can say all you want, there is no God. But why are there so many laws that people are trying to pass against the God they say does not exist? That does not make sense. That does not make sense. One day, every single person who is alive on this planet right now will stand before God. That is nothing to play with. Is him, her, it, that jealous, envious sensation, that backbiting, evil, malicious sensation, trying to get a person back, trying to get people trying to win people to your side because you're mad at someone else. Is it really worth it in the end? Really? Just because you got the last word, was it really worth it? Okay, you may have turned someone against someone. Was it really worth it? I guarantee you it was not really worth it when you lose your sleep, when you lose your appetite, when you lose your taste and flavor for life because you let bitterness and envy and maliciousness or just downright debauchery have its way. I have never met not one person who said they did and acted in like a spawn of Satan, say it was worth it at the end. Not one person, not one. So do yourself a favor, let it go. Do yourself a favor, let it go. Do yourself a favor and let it go. The next moment, the next breath isn't promised to anyone. Don't you want to have a nice quality of life where, okay, so what? Someone done did or said something they had no business doing and probably meant it. But letting it go, it frees you. It's so relaxing. It's so peaceful. You will be able to sleep at night. I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, Lord, you created that person. I need you to handle that. I need you to handle that. Amen. Amen. I didn't mean to preach, but that was like a passion spot for me where it's like you just can't keep doing whatever you want to do and think that it's gonna bless you in the end. Eventually, if you repented and you come to the Lord, he can help you work some things out, but you're still gonna reap it in some form, in some manner. you're still gonna reap it. Amen. Amen. Well, let me pray with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice. I thank you for giving them the strength to just let it go. Just release the pain and the agony, the hurt, the defeat, the bitterness, even the shortcomings. I thank you for allowing them to see what they do have going on in their lives, beginning with you. I thank you for reminding and showing every individual who is willing and obedient why you created them and what you've called for them to do. And I guarantee they will find a lifetime commitment and success and a source of joy in it as long as they're aiming to please you, follow you, and obey you. We count it done, including for the married couples. May they have a desire to want to do it right and treat each other right and just compete with trying to outdo each other as far as trying to please each other and praise each other and be there for each other. I count it done for those who are willing and obedient. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And for those who do not know my Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is super simple. All you do is ask him to come into your life, forgive you of your sins, and you believe that he died and rose from the grave and he's coming back again. That is it. It's not that deep. It's so super simple. It's not that deep. Even a child can get it. I'm hoping and I'm trusting that as you're open to him, you may not feel a difference immediately. I get it. But at the same time, please know that you are a new creature and continue to seek ways to spend time with him. Well, this concludes my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a number of avenues. I have my GGULPLLC.wordpress.com, and I also have my God-Given University Publishing LLC Instagram page and Facebook page, as well as my Facebook author page, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong, and last but not least, my webpage, my author webpage, which is lalitawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.